The only two systems I know of that think they can grow forever are economics and cancer cells. And both systems cannot grow indefinitely. But we've come to think that growth is the very definition of progress. You ask a politician, you ask a business person, how well did you do last year? They'll immediately talk about how well their company grew or whether the GDP grew or did not grow. But growth is just a condition. It's just a statement about what happens to a system. Growth itself is nothing. It's just a state of a system. Surely growth is not an end. It's not what you're aiming for. It's just growth. You have to ask, what's the growth for? Can the growth go on forever? How much is enough? What's an economy for? Are we happier with all this stuff? I don't think we're asking the right questions because we got so fundamentally fixated in the idea that growth is the very definition. I'm going to show you why this is suicidal. Growth, steady growth, is called exponential growth. And anything actually is a predictable doubling time, okay? So whether it's the garbage, the size of your city, the number of people in the world, anything growing exponentially will double. If it's growing at 1% a year, it'll double in 70 years. 2% a year, it'll double in 35 years. 4%, 3% in 24 years. 4% in 17 and a half years. Anything growing exponentially will double in a predictable time. I'm going to give you a system analogous to the planet. It's a test tube full of food for bacteria. So the test tube and food are the planet, and we're going to put one bacterium in the cell, in the test tube, and that's us. And that bacterium is going to divide every minute. Okay? That's exponential growth. At the beginning, there's one cell. In 1 minute, there are two. 2 minutes, there are four. 3 minutes, there are eight. 4 minutes, 16. That's exponential growth. And at 60 minutes, the test tube is completely packed with food, bacteria, and there's no food left. Okay? So we've got a 60-minute growth cycle. When is the test tube only half full? And the answer, of course, is at 59 minutes. 59 minutes, it's only half full, but 1 minute later, it'll be completely full. So at 58 minutes, it's 25% full. At 57 minutes, it's 12.5% full. At 55 minutes of a 60-minute cycle, it's 3% full. If at 55 minutes, one of the bacteria said, hey guys, we got a population problem. The bacteria would say, Jack, what the hell have you been smoking, man? 97% of the test tube's empty and we've been around for 55 minutes. And they'd be 5 minutes away from filling it. So they're no smarter than people. 59 minutes ago, oh my God, Jack was right. We got 1 minute left. The hell are we going to do now? Don't give any money to those economists. Give it to those scientists. And by God, in less than a minute, those bacterial scientists invent three new test tubes full of food. So that would be like us suddenly discovering three more planet Earths that we could start using. So they're saved, right? They've quadrupled the amount of food in space. So at 60 minutes, test tube one's full. 61 minutes, test tube two is full. 62 minutes, all four are full. By quadrupling the amount of food in space, you buy 2 extra minutes. How can we add even a fraction of 1% more of air, water, soil, or biodiversity? You can't. It's fixed. It can't grow. And every scientist I've talked to agrees with me. We're past the 59th minute. So all this talk about we got to have more, we got to keep growing, is saying we've got to accelerate what is a suicidal path. Now, when I talk to politicians and business people, they get mad at me. How dare you say we're past the 59th minute? Look at our cities. They're filled with stuff. Look at our people. We're living longer. We're healthier. How dare you say we're past the 59th minute? I say it without apology, and I demand that anyone prove to me that I'm wrong. We are living with the illusion that everything's all right because we are using up the rightful legacy of our children and grandchildren. Any third-rate accountant will tell you, if you want to have an account that you want to keep forever, you don't dig in to the basic capital. You live on the interest. We are using up what is your rightful legacy.